today at the round table.
A new challenger appears.
Get some structure in your life and build a house with some suds and duds.
Get connected with a Scotia the Soch.
Niantic almost did it with Bellsprout.
Go on a journey through all Pokemon as we random rank them.
Share some best of the below average knowledge in PvP, you be me.
And more in this week's episode of the Roundtable Chat Talk. Hello, trainers, and welcome to another episode of your mom's favorite podcast, the Roundtable Chat Talk, where everyone has a seat at the table. We are the best of the below average, your hosts, Old Johnny One Ball.
And Shadow Prime 34.
And a special guest later.
Later. Well, L8R.
He's too cool for me!
XD-RAR.
First, we want to give a big shout out to our Patreon members. Thank you for keeping us making a good show for you. We hope.
You know it.
I think it's cool. My mom likes it.
I just think it's neat.
And we say this all the time, but we do have some new stuff coming to the merch store on roundtablechattalk.com. Check it out in just a little while. And
in a little while.
Well, a little while. That's my James Bay version.
In a little while.
I also have a bet going with my host here.
I really hope you lose because I just want you to do it.
No. Where I will give you information about my preferences in pizza if I do not get you the first episode of Oddish Used Magical Leaf by, well, now it's even earlier because we're going to go out for Heracross.
Oh, yeah.
By Saturday at 2 p.m. Mountain time. Whatever.
I'm okay if you forget it, dude. It's all right, because I want to hear those words come out of your mouth.
I can't do it.
Because we all know.
Blink if you're safe. So, keep your ears peeled, because we may have some cool stuff coming. But if you're a Patreon member, keep your eyes peeled also, because that's pretty neat.
If you want to see what that is, join our Patreon.
And by 2 o'clock on Saturday, you'll have seen it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a quick roundtable check-in from the hosts. What you watching?
So I've been doing a lot of YouTube lately.
Nice.
And there's
a new thing.
Yeah, I know, right? This new thing called YouTube, being gaslit by Shadowfront 34 in 2024. It was not on my bingo card. But there's a channel. This kid, well, like now he's an adult, but
he's at least 16 or 17 years old.
Yeah.
At least. Older.
A little, like, yeah. Like, back when, like, on YouTube, where there's really nothing to watch, when you're like, oh, I've watched all the people, I guess I have watched stick figures fight each other.
PewDiePie and Markiplier, and that was that.
And it's just like, yeah. But this dude made, it's called Animator versus Animation. He started, literally, the first video was, like, 16 years old, and he's still, like, expanded on it, and it's like, anime level styles of, like, it is so cool. Like I put it up there with like Demon Slayer, like it's, or Naruto. I've never seen that one, but
I hear it exists.
Yeah, I won't watch it. Fight me.
I won't watch it either. Fight both of us at the same time.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like it's really cool. So Animator versus Animation. Check them out. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it like turns into like this like spin-off thing that's still really cool. So. Yeah,
nice.
Go check that out.
And I do. We do have to tell the people what anime you've been watching.
I've actually made it a lot further than Black Clover. So dude, I actually did it. So he got was it the Raging Bulls? Like the
he made it.
Yeah.
So like, so it's after he fought. Haha.
Yeah.
Seke.
Yeah. And like when he like pulls out, he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna create a bubble around myself," and he just pulls out the just wham. And he just out. Embarrasses him.
Dude, and then you get to hear Christopher Sabat.
Yeah, that he is the GOAT of all time.
Of all time.
The greatest of all time of all time.
He might be. And then one that you got me into was Solo Leveling.
Oh, it's... the episode 7 song, like it still slaps.
We traded off recommendations.
Yeah.
Now, I did have to take a break on Solo Leveling, because I was in the middle of Baki.
Yeah.
And I'm almost done. I want to say maybe a season and a half left. They're not super long.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the middle of Baki right now, which is a fine anime. I would not put it on the same level as Solo Leveling or Black Clover or My Hero. The story is, it depends on what episode you're watching, if it's good or not.
But like the fights, because like the fights, the one that you sent me.
Oh, we're like Baki right here versus Biscuit Oliver.
Yeah. Click, click, click. So at point three,
yeah, it was done.
And he just like hit, and he's already folding over.
He's like, I think I'm ready. And it like goes to his foot as it's moving. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's flipped upside down, knocked out.
Yeah. I was like, that's pretty fun. It's
good stuff. Yeah. I'm watching Solo Leveling. I was watching Parasite again.
Shinichi. You do it so much better.
Not for many words, though. I can say Shinichi just fine. Because there's that new movie on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
The Gray.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that because if you know about Parasite, basically, you find out in the first episode, so it's not really a spoiler.
It's super not.
The Parasite thing is supposed to take over the head of the host.
Yeah.
Whatever animal or human it is, it's a head. And it basically replaces the head. But Migi is with Shinichi, the character. So Migi is the parasite. And Migi didn't make it to Shinichi's head because Shinichi was very afraid of bugs. And so he freaked out and like put a tourniquet on his arm with his headphones. And so Migi doesn't make it past like his elbow.
So he controls his hand.
So like they have like this symbiotic relationship. But the reason I'm interested in the Gray is because from what I've seen, it looks like there is a Migi type character, parasite, but it's in someone's head.
But it made it, yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out, how did you get to the head, which is the goal of the parasite, and not take over the head?
Yeah.
Because you can't like also tourniquet your face.
Yeah, because also like the one where it's like the parasite that was like, I think I know what it's like to be a mom. So she's like fighting the other ones.
Oh, the one that took over the head of the pregnant lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, I kind of want to protect my kids.
She was a really interesting character in that show.
That's really wild.
Like
yeah.
one of the more fleshed out characters.
Yeah.
But it's really good. I recommend it. It definitely has murder.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
It's definitely one of the gorier.
Not ones to watch with your kid.
It looks like a slice of life, but it's not.
Slice.
It is slicing life, but it is not a slice of life. Yeah, it's probably, I wouldn't say it needs to be 18, but I would say probably 16 plus, 15 plus.
Yeah.
It's not unapproachable, but there's some stuff in it.
Olds, maybe have them watch something else.
It's got some nightmares in it.
Yeah.
If you are so inclined. But I would probably say
with like three in it. And
Oh, at the end where he's like running down the road in the forest.
Yep.
Oh, so good. I would probably say 16 up. And then it's very short, one season, but you're not like
12 episodes.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, I need more. You're fulfilled.
It's like nice.
It ends so well.
Yeah.
So I was rewatching that. Took a break to finish Baki. I'm in the middle of a bunch of stuff, and then took a break on Solo Leveling to finish Baki.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back, finish everything I'm in the middle of, and then watch The Gray on Netflix.
The English voice actor for I don't remember the guy's name from Solo Leveling. I like stumbled across his TikTok, and that dude's funny.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, because he's like, there's one scene where he's supposed to say "Arise," and it's supposed to be all epic. And so people have been like, "If you mess this up," and sending him death threats. So he's like, "If you guys don't stop, I'm gonna do it like this.
I'm gonna mess it up.
Hey guys, it's time to get up. Hey buddy.
Yeah.
Wakey wakey.
Arise."
Yeah. So I've seen a lot of edits where it's like he like walks in and he's just like, "Hey buddy, time to get up."
That's funny. I think of all of the ones that we're watching now, the biggest recommendations are Black Clover and Solo Leveling.
Yeah.
Those are the recommendations of everything we've talked about.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of watching a lot of stuff.
It's a lot.
It is. Well, let's get into some studs and duds. Tell me about your duds.
My car.
that thing is getting weird.
It's so dumb. Like, so my water pump is leaking, and my mechanic.
What is it leaking?
Water? Or
That tracks.
Actually, coolant and probably, I don't know. It looks like my car's peeing.
That tire tracks.
But.
Yeah, dude.
Did you say that tire tracks?
Yeah, no, you know, just keep it at engine bay, you know, arm's length.
Wait, it's time. I'm leaving.
Just steer it back.
Car. Yeah, but yeah, my mechanic said he can't get it in until Wednesday, so my car has just been chilling out there, and I'm like, I don't want to. I can drive it. Like
pees
he gave
a little
me a
bit more every day.
Yeah, he gave me the a Band-Aid for it, but I was like, I don't want to keep pressing
like
the
brand
wound.
Name Band-Aid.
Stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid
stuck on my car.
So yeah, got to do that. That's gonna be a nice little chunk of change. A
couple pretty pennies, yeah. Nice and shiny.
So
it's pretty big.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was another pun there. I was like, did you do it again?
No, you need to gauge this better. There he goes. He's dashing out.
I can't do this anymore.
All right. Well, in rear view, it is what it
is. I'm not having fun anymore.
We're going to go ahead and truncate that
no.
conversation. I can do this all day, dude.
Windshield.
All right.
That was pretty good, actually.
That was not bad.
I didn't appreciate it, but also appreciated it.
Yeah, gained a lot of steam, a lot of gas.
No, no, no. Somebody take his mic away from him.
All right. Well, since we plugged cars. All right. Anyway. Dud for me. The Celesteela raids were few and far between because of they just were. I think I joined in a Pokegenie lobby of 31,000 people.
Woo!
And it took about 9 hours to get through. And I missed it because I was sleeping.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I got a couple. No shinies. So if you have one, that'd be awesome. Dibs. I called dibs first.
That's how right. it works.
Yep, that's true. What about a stud?
Stud, I caught the extra large Whalmer.
The shiny one or the regular?
Oh, just regular. Like, I just wanted the heftiest boy, and
that's
I
fair.
Got one. It's rather large. I also got an extra small Joltik and a, what's the little bug, the bee? The little fairy bee thing? What do you call it?
I just had it up. Hold, please. It's called
Cutie fly. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, oh. I mean, granted, it's also been really obnoxious, like trying to like cycle through, and it's like,
small.
New record. Yeah. New record. I'm like, please stop. I beg you.
Yeah. For me, I've gotten a lot of shinies this week. So since you traded me the Captain Pikachu shiny.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey.
Much appreciated. I do feel older now.
Hey.
I'm definitely wiser. Nope. In order of goodness, I caught a shiny Caterpie because, you know, it was out during the event.
Shiny Caterpie's good.
It is good. Two shiny Onyxes, shiny Bagon, which, you know, everyone else did too. Shiny Bronzor, didn't know that could be shiny.
Hey.
Shiny Togepi from an egg, which is awesome. Two shiny Whalmer, one double XL. So I got that. We'll evolve that probably immediately. And the gem of the event, not only did I get two shiny Kartana, the first shiny Kartana that I got is a 14-14-14.
Yo.
So I have the shiny 2 Kartana that you, the people, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect shiny Kartana name.
No, it's us the people.
Weej the people.
Weej the people. Us.
In order to form a more perfect shiny Kartana name, we'll put this thing on Twitter for you.
Let me be clear.
Let him be clear. let me be clear. We the people, we will rebuild by calling a shiny Kartana, whatever name is the most favorite.
Let me be clear.
Well, he has been clear. So, we'll put that up for Skosh of the Soch. That is Barack Obama approved. which you is
Socha the Scosh. Huh? There are no rules.
There's literally rules in there may be weird rules in this language, but there are rules.
Words or whatever. You can just do whatever you want with them.
Even the Franken languages have rules. good stuff. So we'll do that. What about your current build? What are you building this week?
I am 22 cells away from complete form Zygarde.
Dude, that's like next week.
I'm so excited. Like, I'm going to screen record that thing when I'm like, it's time. Set that sucker as my buddy.
It's going to be good.
It has been too long. It's been so long. Wait, no.
Don't.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it.
I forgot. That's an automatic skip for you.
Auto skip, baby.
But it's a bop for me.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay. The things that I bop are probably skips for you. We have a very small Venn diagram, I think, of crossover music tastes.
Yeah.
Granted, there's a lot of music in that small crossover.
But there's some fire songs.
They're different. Yeah. They're different. It's just how it is. You'll never guess what I'm still building, because I forgot to do a bunch of buddy stuff this week.
Chateau?
That's right. My French house.
Hey. The round table chateau.
Because she's a French... house. Well, now we know what to call the episode.
French.
That's the second, like, name in 2 weeks that has to do with the wrong words in a song.
Yeah.
Love it. Good stuff. Well, let's check out some in-game news.
With the in-game asses.
Weege.
Weege.
What? Wants to know my... Of course, I don't care if it knows my location.
Dude, I hate that. I'm like, you already have it.
Well, it's companies that have to say, we didn't just do it.
Oh,
we asked you.
Before we...
Right. It's the government that just knows.
Yeah. That's how the government's tracking you.
By tracking you.
They know. I give them 7 minutes tops if they really want to find me.
There is nowhere I can hide that the government cannot find me. That is not how it works. But, trainers, we're excited to announce that Bellsprout, the flower Pokemon, will be featured during April Community Day. Would you like to tell the people what day this is occurring?
On April 20th.
2024, from 2 to 5 p.m.
Nice.
Niantic had the chance to do the funniest thing ever.
And I feel like someone was like, hey, we'll be cheeky with it.
Yeah. It's like they knew, but they couldn't just do it.
Yeah, on the nose.
It's on the nose. It's a weird switch to flip.
Yeah.
And at some point, somebody got it far enough up the chain to someone in a suit, and they said, better not.
I mean, I like where your idea's at.
That's a good idea, but...
If you know, you know.
Pokemon Go does not have a stance. Believe it or not, Bellsprout will be appearing more frequently in the wild on April 2024 Calm Day Bellsprout. And if you're lucky, you might get a shiny one.
Nice, dude.
It's a good shiny. featured attack, evolve Weepinbell. Hold on. Do we already know Magical Leaf?
Mm-hmm.
Evolve Weepinbell during the event or up to 5 hours afterward to get a victory bell that knows the fast attack Magical Leaf. It is 10 power in trainer battles and 16 power in gyms and raids. Please don't take a Weepinbell to a raid.
No, a victory bell. Wait.
Please don't take any of this family to raids.
Yeah, there are better grass fighters out there. Kartana, dude, Mega Venusaur. Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
It knows Magical Leaf. That's the move.
Yeah, it's gonna learn it. I think it's. I mean, because really for PvP, like Magical Leaf, I don't think it's gonna help it all that much.
Probably because of the energy generation is the issue, because Razor Leaf is so fast.
Yeah, and if you're using Weepinbell, and you're probably running Razor Leaf team. Yeah,
like, yeah. I mean, that's when I use it.
Hey, that's me too.
And I'm like, you know what? There's no Master League, and I think I just need a win.
Yeah,
that's what I go with, because Master League, I got no issues. Dude, I should have been the Master League specialist when we had our thing.
Oh, for
what was I doing?
Well, for Sylph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they probably banned Kartana because it's too good. weak.
I miss Sylph.
I do too. Comm Day special research story. For $1 or equivalent pricing, you can get the Bellsprout Comm Day research. It will be the exact same as all the other tickets in the research.
This is what Bellsprout sounds like. Bellsprout.
Father. It's me, Bellsprout.
It's me, Father.
I'm off into the forest today.
Stomps away.
But it's still only a foot tall. Are those earthquakes?
No, no, it's just Bellsprout.
The local Chad Bellsprout just walked into
with
the forest.
With the jaw.
He's locked in. Those are so funny. Where it's like, sorry, Pikachu. I'm with Onyx now. And it's like a fully like mewed Onyx. And then he's like, that's it. I'll never be mogged by Onyx again. Yeah. It's time to lock in.
It's time to
I think those are so funny. And there's someone on TikTok doing drawings of all of this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have saved any to send you, but it's so funny.
Yeah.
And then it's like, or like, there's like Mog Wazowski.
Yeah.
And it's just like the giant, like, mewed face with arms and legs on it.
That's amazing.
It's awesome. I'll see if I can find them and send those to you later.
I've been seeing a lot of like the people have been putting hollow purple stuff with Godzilla, and it's like Kong's like, no, we gotta do this, and he's just like hollow purple.
Do you think that hollow purple could defeat Godzilla's atomic breath from the last movie? Who do you think would win if they had a beam off?
A beam off.
Yeah.
That's a good question, actually.
Yeah, it's something to think about. I don't know.
I'm never going to root against Godzilla ever.
Well,
but
I wouldn't root against Hollow Purple.
But
did
like,
you see that thing against Hanami?
Also, when it like just rips the
ground.
The ground, yeah.
Would it go through energy, though, is the question. Could it go through energy?
For Godzilla.
Or is it only matter?
Yeah. Oh.
Does Hollow Purple only go through matter? Like, what happened to the air?
Yeah.
These are the real questions.
That's a good question.
Bellsprout Comm Day event bonuses. 3x Stardust for catching Pokemon. 3x Candy for catching Pokemon. 2x chance for trainers level 31 and up to receive Candy XL from catching Pokemon. Lure modules activated will be for 3 hours. Incense, excluding daily adventure incense, activated during the event will also last for 3 hours. Take a few snapshots during Comm Day for a surprise. It's a Chad Bellsprout. One additional special trade can be made for a maximum of 2 for the day, and trades will require 50% less Stardust. Surprise, surprise, after the 3-hour Community Day event ends, you'll be able to take on special 4-star raid battles. It's Weepinbell. Who would have known? You can only join these raids in person using raid and premium battle passes. Remotes cannot be joined. If you get the bonus, you will get Pokemon around the gym that is Bellsprout for 30 minutes. And if you're lucky, you can encounter a shiny one. They have the same shiny rates as those during Comm Day. Field research. April Comm Day themed field research is available. Catch Bellsprout to earn rewards such as additional encounters with Bellsprout, Stardust, Great Balls, and more. The way that they wrote that means that you will get additional encounters with Stardust and additional encounters with Great Balls.
Oh boy, a Great Ball appeared.
That is how they wrote that. Surprise, surprise, Pokestop showcases, or what did I call them? Showstops? Showstops?
Yeah, or something like that. Shopstops?
Shopstows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never can get that. It's Bellsprout. Could be Squirtle. Probably Bellsprout. There is
always
a $4.99 Pokemon web store bundle. You can get 10 Ultra Balls, 1 Elite Charge TM, and 1 special research story ticket. That's dope. I don't think they've had that.
For $5, you get all that?
$5, 10 Ultra Balls, 1 Elite Charge TM, and the special research ticket.
Versus the dollar for just the research.
Dollar ticket. And Elite Charge TM is really the other piece. We've never been able to quantify how much money a Elite TM costs.
Yeah.
But that's how it is. Also, 2 Comm Day bundles. For 1,350 Poke Coins, you'll get 50 Ultra Balls, 5 Super Incubators, 1 Elite Charge TM, and 5 Lucky Eggs. For 480 Poke Coins, you will get 30 Ultra Balls, 1 Incense, 3 Super Incubators, 1 Lure Module, and a Partridge in a Pear Tree. There are also stickers.
Boy, howdy.
One of them is decent, and it looks like a dancing line of Bellsprout. And the rest of them are just fine. And if you're looking for other trainers to join, you can check out the community parks, which are popular places to play community days. That is informational purposes only. Please check out the map. It is a good map for you to play popular parks.
Map.
And there you have it.
Nice.
Any questions?
No, let's do it to it.
I'm locked in. All right.
Pikachu!
We're going to put my Shiny 2, because, you know, it's still 90, Shiny Kartana on Twitter for you, the people, to do a rename. So, for a roundtable social media hour, go check it out. You can call it names that are appropriate.
And remember, the name with the most likes gets the name.
Gets the name.
Yeah.
All right. In honor of this Saturday, which is going to be an awesome day full of cool events, starting at 2 p.m., whatever time you're in, still 2, Heracross Mega Raid Day, followed up by other events that the Roundtable household will be doing. But let's do some Chef's Kiss ratings in honor of the upcoming really, really dope Mega Pokemon. We are going to rate not the Mega, but the regular Heracross. So we're going to do the regular, we're going to do the Shiny. I'm basically lumping the male and females together because they're both dope in different ways. They would get the same number from me.
Yeah.
So, regular Heracross, the blue boy, the Beetleborg himself. What is your Chef's Kiss rating for Heracross?
I'm going to give it an 8.
Baller number.
Like, I like Heracross. I want to make this thing work in Great League. I love Heracross.
Isn't it like the top bug attacker or something? I don't know. It's up there.
Probably, yeah, because it also learns Rock Slide.
Rock Slide. That's good against flyers and bugs.
Yeah.
Which, if you're up against a flyer and you're a Heracross, you're not going to live.
Nope.
This is the way. I'm also going to give it an 8. Because it is that good.
Nice.
8s across the board. Now let's talk about the Shiny. Shiny Heracross. What do you rate it out of Chef's Kiss?
I'm going to stay with 8.
That is a travesty.
What? What?
Pink Heracross?
Oh, that's a crisp 8. Oh, you're opening up the big book of 10s.
What?
Dorime.
Shiny Heracross is a 10, which means huge shouts to Mythical Hitch for lucky trading me a shiny Heracross the last time we hung out in New York.
New York.
That is a 10. I got a thing for pink shinies.
Yeah.
A la Crobat.
Yeah.
Also a 10. Shiny Heracross, 10.
Nice.
Facts.
The big book of tens.
That's right.
I love that.
And I won't, but I'll physically fight you if you don't agree with me, listener. I'm not going to do it.
I've seen him do it. He'll
I won't do it, but I'll do it.
Yeah. I won't, but
I'm not
going
to do it, but I'll do it. That is what we are looking forward to this weekend, is being able to mega evolve a shiny, lucky pink Heracross from Mythical Hitch. Him's truly Mythical Hitch.
The legendary.
The mythical
Hitch. Ding, ding, ding.
That's right. Ding. All right. We're going to get into our live special trade. And today, we're just going to do a live trade. Because, you know, the boys are just feeling that.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are trading bugs. So we are going to go into a trade with ourselves here. And we're going to swap.
Wheeze. Truly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Whims. And we're going to trade Larvestas to each other.
Larvesta.
Because What if you got a hundo out of it? Wouldn't that be cool?
I realize I've hatched a good chunk of them. I have not hatched.
You've actually hatched all of them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I have not. I don't have a Larvesta that has a. It's like HP attack defense, right?
I don't know.
Let's find out. I don't have a Larvesta with HP stat higher than 12.
Really? What about the one I just traded you?
It's at exactly at 12.
Ooh. Attack 12, defense 14, HP 14.
Attack 14, defense 11, HP 12.
So look at us.
Not awful.
Not at all, dude. That's a good bug.
But that's also my tallest and heaviest Larvesta, so that's
a win. Your boy has got the big bugs.
Nice.
All right. That was our special trade, even though it was just a regular trade, on account of we're waiting to become lucky friends for me to send him a shiny Kartana.
Dorime.
This is the way. All right. You ready for some PvP UV me?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the people what you know?
So, Ultra League is happening. Jungle Cup is also happening.
Great League, not Little League.
Yeah, Little League. No,
it's always been Jungle Little.
But now it's mixing it up. And I've seen some interesting teams. If I've been hovering around lurking in the BTW server, looking at some teams people have been posting.
Lurking at some teams.
Yeah, lurking at teams. and there is a team that Field Super posted it. It's Quagsire, Litleo, like the little fire cat, and then, Fire Lion.
That's a huge build.
It's very hefty.
The child?
Yeah.
That's a big build, dude.
It's very big, and the last Pokemon is a Vigoroth. It is a very expensive build. However, I had one built from a previous cup we did years ago. No, not years. What was it? No, I think it was last year. I had one built because I remember I was in a server, and I was like, oh, Litleo's going to be my ace. Turns out it's really good. I put Incinerate on it, so that's fun. Then I saw someone using Greninja, and I was like, I'll try it. So I haven't done too much with that team. So let us know what teams you're using, because
I do not have a team.
Yeah, I haven't done too much of GBL this week. I just kind of take it easy.
I think I did a couple of matches with a team for Ultra League, and I ran Galarian Stunfisk.
Ooh, thing's thick.
Giratina Dinosaur Form and Verizon.
Ooh, okay. I think my Ultra League team has been the same since two seasons ago, but it's Steelix, Dinosaur Giratina, and Greninja.
Okay.
So
I didn't actually get to use Virizion very much because people quit or I won. But it's a pretty solid team because Greninja is very common in Ultra League.
Yeah.
So is Swampert.
Yeah.
And Giratina just takes everything.
Yeah. And Virizion is oh, hey, Greninja.
Oh, hello.
One kick, two kick, red kick, blue kick.
Yes, it is. Yeah, everything Virizion can throw at Greninja, it's weak to.
Yeah.
Well, if you have the build I use.
Yeah.
I don't use Stone Edge.
Yeah, Sacred Sword and Leaf Blade.
Leaf,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I used. I really like Galarian Stunfisk in Ultra League.
It's so thick.
It is. And it is a hundo. It is fully maxed. So that was my little build it gift to my birthday self last week. Hey. And it was a good move. It was a good move.
Very good move, yeah. You going to best buddy it or no?
No, because it's already at 2445.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. Yeah. So that's really kind of what's going on. Nothing.
We
too
did
crazy.
Get a winner,
but we did get
out
a winner.
Of EUIC, and not only is he a winner, he is a former world champion.
Meweedle.
That's right.
Meweedle won EUIC. So in the off chance that you're listening to this, Meweedle, yo, roundtable congratulates.
That's
you.
What's up.
Yeah.
I watched the final, the grand finals.
Yeah.
Guess who got 3-0'd?
Doombug.
Meweedle, whatever it is. That dude bodied absolutely like it. It's probably up there with the Inadequance run from a few regionals ago where he went 17-0 to close the tournament.
Yeah.
It's up there. It was an absolute demolishing of who could be the best battler in the world. Could be. There's some names up there. Yeah. But it really depends. Very well could be the best and got unbested.
Yeah.
Hard. Everything went wrong.
Yeah.
Meweedle had perfect reads, perfect leads every time. 3-0.
That feels bad.
No reset.
Yeah.
3-0. It was awesome. Oof. And, Dune was super gracious, had a great time up there, knew it was over when it was over.
Yeah.
Is just enjoying another competitor putting the body on someone. He just also happened to be up there.
Yeah.
So, congrats to you. That means that EUIC Championship stays in the EU.
Yeah, you're right. That's correct.
It could have been an American winning. But it wasn't. It wasn't.
Meweedle was like, I'll make sure of that.
That so, is what's up.
Good job. So, yeah, if you didn't get a chance to see that, and like I said, you're working on some battleage, go check it out. The Twitch, YouTube, it has all of it on there. Mm-hmm. People will do breakdowns and analysis.
Analysi of it.
People will do an people will break down the battles for you?
I think it's analyses.
Analyses.
I don't remember, because I never knew, what the root of that language is for analysis.
Yeah.
But I would probably say analyses.
They will make multiple analysis for you.
Analysis.
Plural analysis.
People will analyze.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, people will analyze those battles. Check out you know where to find them. We always rep them on the show. BTW, PvP Corner, all of our friends. And then Home Slice Henry is another good one. Zionic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Daniel Zaniri is also another one.
I haven't watched his stuff in a while.
Yeah. He's out there doing big
doing
things
stuff, dude.
With real Pokemon.
He's doing things.
So, but yeah, go check them out. The great stuff. Congratulations, Meweedle, from the Roundtable Chat Tot. Next week for GBL, we have Master League and Jungle Cup still. We are going to get 4x Stardust.
Isn't it Jungle Ultra?
Jungle Great League still.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
So, well, I'll take it.
I'll live.
And then we have a Go Battle event, but that's a little bit later, so we'll tell you about that a little bit later. Yeah. So, yeah.
Are you ready? Just like The Undertaker rising from the dead. Guess who's back? Back again.
Slim Shady.
Huge Cup.
Hey.
This week, JT is the picker of the Huge Cup.
We're going to go all starters.
Done. Adults or children?
Adults. I'm not fighting you with the Charmander.
Do it. Okay, that is some stuff. So we're going to build teams. We're going to post the videos later and fight them out with all starters. Great League, I assume.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes build or no build allowed?
No build.
Done.
Yeah.
Let's do this. All right. Shadows or yeah or not?
You can do shadows, yeah.
Done. Let's go.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Next up, roundtable challenges. But guess what? We're going to bring you one next week.
Hey, look at us.
After that, roundtable competition. Guess what? Next week, baby.
Let's go.
That's right. So next week, you'll get a roundtable challenge and a roundtable competition. We didn't have a winner for Shadow Realm Jimbo time, whatever I called it.
It's Jimbo's time for the
but
Shadow
you know what?
Realm.
That's okay. All right. What about Hundo Hunter 2024? Anything to add this week?
Nothing this week. Unfortunately, I would have liked to have added something. But
me also.
Yeah.
Me as well. We should just mass trade because we haven't transferred all the stuff yet.
Yeah.
Let's just hit him up with a bunch of traded Ribombies.
Ribombe.
Or, no, the Wimpod. Ooh. I saved them all. I got a bunch of sizes of everything.
Yeah.
What about My Zero Academia?
Nothing there.
Dude, me too. Yeah. Look at us, a bunch of big old losers.
My Zeros. But before we leave,
I'm ready.
We have an interview with a guest.
Yeah, we do.
The one, the only, our executive producer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Old AV Noballs. That's right.
That's the crowd.
Well, welcome in, AV. We're glad to have you. Let's get started.
Boom.
We got you?
Well, we have a special event for you. Or should I say, special A-vent? Because, you know, AV is here. Nice.
Hey!
We brought my wife, AV, on, who is also our executive producer and our merch maker. Yeah, totally. We are going to play a game with her today where she has to view a Pokemon, tell you what she thinks the name of it is, as well as what typing is it. So,
Very good with Pokemon.
That's correct.
Very good.
We'll tell you about that later.
I know all of them.
Every single, how many are there?
Like 7 at least.
You're right. She's not wrong. So, we have in front of myself and AV, because we're sharing a microphone, the Pokemon types. Shadow Prime has the Pokemon photos that he's going to show AV. She's going to tell us what she thinks the name is, and what she thinks the type is. You can pick up to 2 typings if you want.
Okay.
But only 2, because that doesn't exist 3.
Okay.
Yet. Niantic, hear me.
Oh, no.
Pokemon Company, hear me. 3 types. Do it. Charizard, Fire Flying Dragon.
Fire Flying Dragon.
All right. So we're going to pull up the first Pokemon. She's going to tell you what she thinks the name is, what she thinks the typing is, and then we will tell you the real name.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Pokemon number 1.
What is that? It's like a circus octopus.
It's pretty close.
It looks like species like 8472 in Star Trek, but like if it were colorful. I'm gonna blank out for a second. I'm calling it Twirly. Twirly something or another. Let's see. Twirlicle. Like tentacle.
Twirlicle.
And
Twirlicle.
Twirl. Okay. All
right.
Because it looks like it's spinning.
True.
Okay.
What type do you think it is?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Type. There are so many types. I'm going to go. It definitely looks like it's a fairy. Okay. Those colors are giving me fairy. I don't know if that's just because the fairy color on this chart looks like that or what it is.
That's fair.
Fairy.
E. Nice.
Carnival.
Hey, carnivore.
Hey.
Fairy. And water.
It's a fairy and water type.
Does that exist?
Twirlicle?
It does, yeah.
In one of the starters, Primarina is a fairy water.
And Marill.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you know, potato.
Did
yeah.
I do a great job?
You did a job.
Do I get an A+?
You get a grade. JT, tell the people what the name of this Pokemon that she is looking at and its true typing.
The correct, so its name is Blacephalon.
Oh, dear.
And its typing is fire and ghost.
Well, I tried really hard.
We picked hard ones. It's okay. We'll pick easier ones next time. But for fun, we brought out, for those of you listening, we brought out Ultra Beasts and some Paradox Pokemon.
I don't even know what that is, and it already sounds unfair.
That's correct. All right.
Trying to find a good picture of this one.
The next one coming up.
It's got like the JPG thing behind it.
The JPG thing. What do you think this Pokemon is called?
Did you say JPG for JPEG?
No, you did. Yes.
What do you think this Pokemon is called?
Oh, she's sassy. Very. She's like feeling herself.
Maybe the sassiest.
She's like a queen. I feel like she needs a royal name. She's got some heels on. She's definitely strutting.
You can tell by the way I'm moving.
No time to talk.
Like, look at her little pose she's got.
Oh, she poses hard.
She's posing. Also, her little antennae? Mm-hmm. Are those what those are?
Mm-hmm.
Slay.
Those are creepy. Okay, so she's a queen. She deserves something royal. queens have like scepters or tiaras. Sepephoral.
Sepephoral.
Sepephoral. Okay.
And what type do you think sepephoral is?
Oh, she's definitely like a bug.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
That's okay. Not, that doesn't give me hope. bug and, oh gosh, it's going dark. Bug and she is a queen. Where's the queen? Is there a queen type?
No.
Which one is the most queenly? What did I give you? Bug electric. Because, like, I don't know why, but I've deemed it as such.
Okay. It's electric.
All right. Where? What is the real name of this Pokemon?
The real name of this Pokemon is Pheromosa.
And the typing?
Gosh, was bug it a fairy?
And fighting.
Bug oh. fighting.
Hey, I got one.
Yeah, you did.
That okay. was I was very it. Impressed, actually. Good I was job. Like, yo, let's go.
Okay, if the last grade I got was, like, an F minus, that one was like a D.
Yeah, a D. That's pretty solid.
I'd give it a C plus.
Okay.
Yeah, like because bug, like this was pretty good.
You're
all right. I'm so excited for this next one.
Okay, the next Pokemon. She is viewing it now.
Good Lord, it looks like a Borg ship, but like if a Borg yeah. ship
had
got
legs.
like tentacles and suckers, like on oh, okay. its tentacles.
Okay.
Is that building alive? Yours aren't.
Fortana. That's going to be its name.
That's actually a better name than
because
it really is.
Because it's a fort-looking thing.
Yeah, I would tell you hear the real name.
Oh, great. And it's rock, I think, because it's clearly made of rocks.
Okay.
This isn't giving me hope. Your face is giving
me... There is no brick type, so you... Okay,
honestly,
rock.
I don't remember this typing of this either, so you're
As
good.
As I'm looking at it, I don't either.
Yeah.
Okay, rock, and then it's got like some like electric-y things. It's got like some that eyeball, a blue thing is staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, I'm just gonna say electric again. I'm holding okay. out hope for the electric typing.
Rock electric is a fantastic typing. We do love it.
I also yeah, it do. Looks like on this is like it's the effectiveness chart that mm-hmm. you have in front of me, and electric looks really strong because it only has one thing above it that it says it's weak to.
Yeah, but it's super weak to ground.
Gosh dang it.
And you said Fortana?
Fortana.
Which is pretty cool.
That's a better name.
All
are
right.
you ready? Are you ready for the real name?
Yes.
Get ready, because
oh,
it's
gosh.
A name of all time.
The name is Stackataka.
Who? The thoughts I'm having in my head I can't say. So instead I'm going to say, who paid the person who did that?
I feel like the person that did it was on vacation, was just like, building.
We got to name it something.
And then the typing is rock and steel.
So you got another one, another typing right.
Yeah. Okay. Again, I
crushed
got
it.
What grade did you give me when I got one type?
He got a C minus.
I say C plus.
I get
plus.
A C plus for yeah. the cool name.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've decided.
You're moving up.
Yeah.
I'm moving okay. up.
Was that our third one?
That was number three.
Okay, so we have four mm-hmm. more.
Oh my goodness. This is a lot of thinking.
Well, I was going to pick 10, but then I ended up at 7 because it's a better number.
Oh my God.
Now they know my real name.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. They
did you just government him?
We actually started with our real names on the show. And then transitioned into our other names.
Have you told them about my name in the
yes.
game?
Yes, that it was a Christmas gift to me.
My Christmas
gift. I have
gift
a feeling
to you.
She'll get this one.
We'll see.
Like
I picked
odd ones. At least the typing. This feels good. Ready?
Okay. I'm just going to go with ghost to start. That's all I got. It's definitely looking like it's got a plan. It's definitely plotting revenge on anyone who's ever had a bad thought about it in its life.
Very possible.
Yeah, actually.
It looks like a very, like, mischievous student. Mm.
That's a good, who's that Pokemon one right here?
We'll tell you how close you just were, sort of.
Mistwirl. Yeah, I'm going to go with Mistwirl. That's all I got here.
Okay, Mistwirl is ghost. Do you want to pick
ghost?
Another typing or not?
Not?
You don't have to.
You're telling me like I shouldn't.
No, I'm just saying. It does have two typings
in real
life. Is
this like where the teacher puts like a clue on the test and the students don't pick up on it?
No, it has two typings. You just don't always have to pick two.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it has two, so I should pick two. Ghost. You can't tell, but I'm flying like it's little...
It's true.
It's bangs. That are coming off of its face. I'm going to go with flying. But I feel like ghosts already, they're like specters that fly, but whatever, that's what I'm going with.
Okay, ghost flying and mist whirl.
Okay, I'm going to give this one a B+.
You get a B on that one.
Yeah, because its real name, well, its real name is Fluttermane, but it's based off a Pokemon named Mischievous.
Look, you see how close you were?
Yes.
So in typing is ghost fairy.
Okay, the colors should have given away. I based the first one on colors. I should just go back to that.
Like, that was incredibly, you were like missing, and I was like, oh.
That's why you said mischievous.
I did that behind you. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and I was just like.
I did the big eyes, and he didn't, because he's the one
who
could see.
I was just like, oh.
JG's poker face was livin'. It was definitely there.
It is a poker face.
He doesn't usually have a poker face. I feel like I can see it on his face every time he has any thought. Like, his thoughts are just written across his forehead at every moment.
That's why I'm, like, not great at secrets, because I'm like, I need to tell somebody.
Okay. That was good.
That was
solid,
very impressive.
Work,
like, that's a B.
So, okay. It can only go down from here.
I have to tell you what I accidentally Googled. Don't let me forget it.
For this Pokemon?
That was great.
Wait, why?
Did you get the name wrong?
Wait, no, I misspelled it and something else completely different popped up. That was pretty funny.
Beautiful. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready for the next one, Abe?
The next.
Let's see. How many more do I have?
I think three.
Right, okay. I do like the number three.
Yeah. That's why I stopped at seven.
I know. I really hate even numbers and multiples of five.
It's true. Okay, you ready for the next
one?
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
Okay, here we go.
Right there. Okay, and here we go.
Oh.
It's gone.
It said goodbye.
Okay, that works. Wait, no, there's no words. Okay.
Just like a big boy. Just like real big.
An absolute unit, if
yes.
you will.
Macho.
Macho?
I was making macho arms.
True.
Back here. I thought something really stupid. Did you see it on my list?
It can't be any stupider than anything
I thought
we've done.
Macho
on the show.
Libre. Oh,
macho Libre, that's so good.
I like Macho Libre. Okay, so we have Macho Libre.
We'll just go with it.
What are the typings for Macho Libre?
Fight, punch.
Okay.
Steel. Look at its head. It's pointy. It looks like metal.
It is pointy.
That's my only requirement for it being steel.
Tell us about pointy. Macho Libre.
Macho Libre is Iron Hands. Its typing is fighting. Good job.
Okay.
And electric.
Stupid. I should have guessed electric. I was really holding out hope for electric, and then I abandoned it. Now it's come back to haunt me.
So when I was looking it up, I accidentally typed Iron Hans. These look like fuzzy, like furry things popped up. Look like from like German folklore.
Also, what was that last one? The attack attacka or whatever?
Stack attacka.
And then there's Iron Hands. Who's paying these people?
Oh, well, here's the thing. So you know how I played Scarlet and JT played Violet?
Sure, I definitely knew that.
Violet. Violet has every Paradox Pokemon that starts with the word iron.
What?
I know. It's a whole thing. There's a clue for the next one then. All right.
Is the next one a Paradox Pokemon?
It is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here it is.
Boom. Okay, so iron something. It looks kind of like a bug and kind of like a praying mantis.
I love this thing so much.
Also like a rose. It's like a rose meets a praying mantis, but I know it has to be iron. So iron making fighty moves. Iron.
Iron throat chop.
Iron.
Send skips to the moon.
It has like a scythe thing. And the last one was stupid, like iron hands. I'm sorry.
This one was stupid. Iron Hans.
Hans.
Iron Mantis.
That's pretty
good.
That's
actually a really good name.
Okay. And what typing?
Bugs. Electric.
Okay.
Bug electric.
Okay. Because all the last one was electric, and I need to come back to my home.
Okay.
My home base.
The home is electric. I like it. Well, it's electric.
So, Iron Mantis is truly called...
Iron Valiant.
Gosh, dang it.
It's typing, fighting, fairy.
I'm all wrong.
That's because these are Pokemon that have...
Or fairy fighting.
I'm back to my F minus.
They have very different typings than they look.
Yeah, I'm going to say like a D because Iron Mantis is pretty cool.
You got the iron part.
Okay, yeah. That's because you told me. It. No. It was like a teacher on a test who's like, hint, hint, wink, wink, you might want to remember this for the next question.
You know, I think at one point I made a version of Scantron that had all C's.
You did. You told me about it.
Yeah, that
sounds... And I think you're evil for doing that.
No, I wouldn't do it again, but I've done it once.
Scantron, I don't... Does everybody use Scantrons in school? I don't know, but it's
I did mostly for things like vocab tests.
No, but I mean like across the world.
Oh, is it a shared human experience?
Yeah.
Optimus Scantron.
Optimus Scantron.
It's just an origami truck.
I hated those things.
That's fair.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay, this is the last one.
Looks kind of gross, doesn't it?
I hate it so much.
We'll give you a clue. It's a paradox Pokemon, so it has two names.
I need to tell you what I actually think this looks like after the show.
Fair enough.
But for right now, that's creepy looking. It's like little things coming out of its face are like mole-ish. Like it looks like a mole, you know?
Oh, yeah, like the like, star nose mold. Yeah.
Those little things coming out like that. I'm sorry for all the sounds I just made. I formally apologize, accept my apology.
I apologize for nothing.
But then it's also furry? Mm-hmm. Disgusting. Oh, is this also an iron one?
No, not iron, but it is two words.
I hate it here. But also, like, what is that green tail thing?
Well, the animals have tails.
Okay, I'm going with the mole. Idea, okay? This is wrong. You all gave me looks. JT's eyes got even more relaxed. Like, he's trying to avoid any hint of anything.
I'm just over here. Okay. Cheese of truth.
I have to get closer. I have to look at...
Yo, I haven't heard of the cheese of truth doing anything in a while. What do you think they're up to?
Or the ping pong balls of fate.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I literally have no idea. This thing is creepy and
just
I hate
put
it.
Put two words together.
It's going to show up in my nightmares. Mole flower.
All right.
I am the people that Pokemon pay to name these, actually, because that's just about as stupid as Iron Hands.
Almost.
Fair, actually.
What typing do you think it is?
Is there flower?
There's no flower.
Gosh, dang it.
There's grass type, though.
Okay. Grass. And then that weird, like, alien tail thing is really throwing me off.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's poison.
Okay.
Because, like...
Grass poison?
I just... It's, like, it's looking like a Venus flytrap meets a fluffy sloth meets a mole in the ground meets a dragon with a green tail.
Fair enough. Also, grass poison, goat typing. Too good sometimes.
No, it's a... Grass poison typing, because goats don't necessarily have a typing.
They do. Grass normal, I believe.
How do you put up with each other's stupidity?
Barely. We don't cancel each other out. We just double each other.
I'm really
stupid.
Sorry for that last one.
We exponentially exponentially
double it and give it to the next one.
So mole flower is actually called
mole flower is actually called. Slitherwing.
Okay, I actually, that one's not the worst thing I've ever heard. I do like the word slither. It's a nice, it's a nice use of the word slither.
Yeah,
if you're ever
going to
use the word slither, that's the time.
Oh, fair. Okay,
you ready
for the typing?
Typing?
What? Are you me?
Jinx, you owe me a goat.
It is bug fighting.
What part of that was bug?
It's based on the Pokemon Volcarona.
That means literally nothing to me.
Do you want to see what Volcarona looks like?
I'll show you Volcarona.
Sure. You've said this a couple times where something's based on something, and I don't really know what any of that means.
The paradox Pokemon, depending on the game.
Volcarona.
It didn't get a lot better. You showed
That's the
me,
OG.
You showed it to me, and honestly, I don't hate it more, but I do hate it differently.
Show her Larvesta.
Just the name alone makes me like crawl out of my skin.
Larvesta?
Yes, larva. Ew. And,
yeah.
And larvesta. Okay, boom. I don't think larvesta is going to do much more for you.
It's not that big. It's very small.
It's real tiny.
Kind of stupid looking. Why are they all furry?
We don't know.
Wait, there's one of them that's not furry.
That's true. It doesn't have any fur anywhere.
Oh, no.
Iron moth, baby.
That's what it's called. I was Googling iron wings, and I was like, this movie came up.
Iron moth is totally creative in its naming convention.
It's like when I named that one thing.
There it is.
I mean, at least it gets cooler wing thingies.
True.
I don't know if I'd count them as wings. Are they wings?
Yeah.
Like panels?
Solar
is it a wing
panels?
Or isn't?
Wing panels?
Not a wing.
It is.
Does not count as a wing.
It floats and flies.
Would this be acceptable in wing cup?
I don't know. I feel like I need to see it in action, but I'm as initially.
It just kind of goes like this.
No, that's not a wing. Yeah. That's an ornamentation.
It's a panel. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Avi, that is the end of the segment. Thank you for joining us. Do you have anything left to tell the people?
No, I'm sorry I'm not as funny as you two, but I hope that you enjoyed it.
I don't know. Some of those names.
Those are pretty good.
Fortana?
Fortana.
That's a good name.
The Stack Attacka.
Dude, we have to name Stack Attacka Fortana when it comes into the game now.
I'm in.
And Blacephalon was called Tentawhirl.
Tentawhirl.
Something like that.
That sounds right.
Well, Whirlicle.
Yeah.
Before today, I knew 7 Pokemon, and I still remember only 7.
And you only know 7 still.
So.
It's okay.
That's a solid progress right there.
Yeah, that is a win.
There's a reason none of those have overtaken Pikachu as the most famous.
Oh, I forgot about Pikachu. I know 8.
Pikachu's literally in the room with us.
I'm sorry.
Multiple times.
That's true. Pikachu's kind of everywhere. We have 2 visible Pikachus.
Well, nobody ever said I was very smart.
I think you're smart.
That's a lie.
That's true. You're very smart. And that's why you're not here very often. All right. Well, everyone, say goodbye to Avrielle. She is off to enjoy the next phase of her life, hanging out with our dog.
Pikachu?
Well, it's always good to have your very own wife on the show. It's good times.
This guy gets it.
Dude, I do gets it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to end with a question of the week. Also given to us partially by Avrielle. The question of the week is, what would these Pokemon order on their pizza? And so we asked Avi, what Pokemon would you like us to go over? And she gave us the following.
Do I have to answer the third one?
You do have to answer the third one. The Pokemon are Snorlax, Mimikyu, and Lillipup. All right. For Snorlax, what is Snorlax ordering on the pizza?
I'm thinking of the Ron, like, son, give me all the toppings you have. Wait, I think you might have misheard me. Not some of the toppings, all the toppings you have.
You really should stick around for this. It's pretty amazing. Snorlax, I agree. Very easy question.
Yeah.
Every topping, just every multiples times. However many times Snorlax can put that on there.
Yeah.
So many toppings that even Chowder would be upset.
Yo, Chowder. That's a show.
That is such a fun show.
Rada, rada, rada,
rada. Dude, I'm into that show. All right, well, that was an easy one. The next one is Mimikyu. What would Mimikyu put on their pizza?
I feel like it has to be something like, just like not crazy normal. So like,
but not like, I would never eat that.
Yeah, like not like anchovies or anything, but like.
No. I think I know what I'm going to put on Mimikyu's pizza.
Like Canadian bacon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I'm going to mix the marinara, and I'm going to have Mimikyu with a pizza with spaghetti noodles on it.
Okay. Okay. I can
I
see
just
that.
I feel like that's the right move for a Mimikyu pizza, because like it already has the sauce
yeah.
and the cheese. Dude, you know what? I don't think I'd be mad at that.
Or like
because it's like almost the same
sauce.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a buffalo chicken Alfredo fettuccine pizza.
Yeah.
And I would not be mad at that. Nice. You'd have to go lighter on the sauce from a fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah.
But
it could work.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I could be into that.
Yeah.
Actually, it is not the worst pizza that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
And then Lillipup. Now, when Avi answered this question, she gave Lillipup margarita pizza. like the pizza of all time.
Such a good pizza for such a terrible Pokemon.
It is the pizza of all time. Like, other than pepperoni, because we're American.
Yeah.
If you said, hey, show me a pizza, I bet a lot of the world would pick margarita pizza.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
Margarita.
You ever had a bad margarita pizza?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to bless Lillipup with one of the greatest food inventions of all time in margarita pizza.
I'm putting rubber bands on that pizza.
Lillipup reminds me of a child. Oh. So I'm going light sauce.
And just cheese.
And, yeah. But, like, not like the good mozzarella. Don't waste it on Lillipup.
Yeah.
Do, like, the kind that's still, like, wait, you didn't melt?
Like, it's still solid.
But, like, with very little, like, the cheese touches the crust in some parts.
Yeah.
And it's a chewy crust because they waited so long to eat it because they were throwing a fit all day.
Yeah.
That now the pizza's no good. But you have to eat it anyway because there's rules to this thing.
You have to on principle. I can see that.
That food right there that I just told you about is garbage. Granted, I'm not a child. So, you know, the pickiness of eating is outside me now. I don't have that. I just told you I would eat a fettuccine Alfredo buffalo ranch pizza or whatever I said.
Branch.
I would not eat a branch pizza. I hear it's like sticky.
It's sticky and you
it's like a woody afterbirth.
Wouldn't believe it.
It's an oaky afterbirth. Yeah. So Lillipup gets pizza, bad crust, thin sauce, maybe even watery with cheese. To the point where the cheese touches the crust, the sauce is so thin.
Ooh. Yeah. And Niantic, this can end when you choose it to end.
You can do this to yourself, Niantic.
Yeah, like, just stop putting Lillipup in every single event.
I don't have the same hate for Lillipup that you do. It's close, but, you know, the vitriol isn't there. It's just I'm going to shiny check it, and then I'm moving on.
Yeah.
I'm not catching it if it's not shiny.
I will... Like, out of spite, delete shinies.
I will give you a Pokeball to go away.
old man yells at Cloud.
Of those, Snorlax would probably put you in some sort of real coma. Lillipup's pizza is just not... It's not a real pizza.
I think I... Can we just have a sandwich instead?
But Mimikyu, I could eat the Mimikyu pizza.
Eat that one. Yeah.
I would eat it with Mimikyu so that they would have a friend.
No. Oh. It's adorable.
Somebody's got to be its friend.
Hey, it's not much, but somebody's got to be.
It's not much, but it's honest work.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, let us know what Pokemon you think would eat different pizzas, because these are just the ones that we picked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, were picked for us, and then we told you the pizzas that they get.
Yeah.
The margarita pizza, save it for your boys.
Yeah.
Not the Lillipup pizza, you could probably pull it out of the garbage, and it would probably be better. All right. You know what they say?
I do.
What do they say?
You got anything left for the people? No, the Shutter Island.
You know what? Just like Revenant. Trevenant.
Ooh.
Being left behind by a bear. In the woods, in the wooden is, we are going to leave you behind now, our dear listeners.
Those were good.
It's okay, because I thought Talented Mr. Ripley was the wrong person. I was thinking Catch Me If You Can this whole time in my brain. I had him backwards.
Talented Mr. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
People didn't believe him, I guess, or they did. I don't know. But it is time to leave these people behind.
You know what?
Until next week, at least.
Yeah.
You know how we do. Or if you see us on Saturday.
It to them.
Or any other day, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. With that said, do you have anything to tell the people?
Yes. Go check out our friends. But if you're going to go and catch Pokemon,
don't use all your balls in one place.
See you around.